If you're ready to get out of your own way to follow the seven-figure science of success, then welcome to Sell Without Selling. Tune in with renowned international speaker Stacey O'Byrne as she shows you how mastering relationships, achieving the proper mindset, and attaining the necessary motivation will catapult you away from failure and onto your journey to greatness. And now, here is your host, Stacey O'Byrne.
Hey, welcome back to another episode of Sell Without Selling. I'm your host, Stacey O'Byrne, and I believe that learning the art and science of how to sell without selling is the only way to achieve high six and seven figure success. I'm really excited to get into today's topic. And really quick, if you're a business owner, entrepreneur, or sales professional, and you haven't hit the level of success that you've wanted or needed, or if you're stuck and needing a pivot in your business and your success, or you just want more, and you understand the importance of having a coach to help identify the blind spots, increase accountability, and help with success strategies to take you, your business, your income, and your success to the next level. If this sounds like something for you, then head over to pivotpointadvantage.com/iwantsuccess. That's pivotpointadvantage.com/iwantsuccess. There's a quick application there that will lead to a phone call with me to see if we're a great fit for each other. Okay, let's get on to today's topic, sales and success sabotage. I see it all the time. Sales professionals, entrepreneurs, business owners continually do the same thing over and over again and can't understand why they aren't getting different results. It's really easy. They have laid out a self-fulfilling prophecy of self-sabotage. So let's go over the sabotage strategies that people do on a continual basis that create less than average, less than desired results that prevent them from achieving the success that they've always dreamed of, desired, and deserved. And one of the biggest, one of the first, is the lack of planning. You've heard the old adage, if you fail to plan, then you plan to fail. That can't be the furthest from the truth. If you want to achieve success, if you want to do an account penetration, if you want to close business, if you want to show up 100% in congruency, in authenticity, within integrity, if you want to show up and never have to sell without selling, how can you do it if you don't have a plan? Reality is, in order to achieve anything, there must be a clear roadmap of how to get there. You must know where you're starting. You must know where you want to go. You must know how to get there. And you want to continue to make sure that you fuel the machine that feeds you. So let's talk about the lack of planning process. Do you have a business plan? Do you have a sales plan? Do you have a marketing plan? Do you have a plan, a very clear plan for this year? Look, there's 6 months left in the year, give or take. So do you have a very clear plan for this year as to how to get from point A to point B? How to get from January to December, everything necessary to achieve what it is you want to achieve? If the answer is no, then guess what? Do it now. At least you'll have a plan to get from where you are today to the end of the year, no matter when you're listening to this. See, reality is anything you want to achieve, you have to have clear, actionable steps to get there. For me, every year I sit down around November, December timeframe, and I get clarity on what I want to accomplish the next year. I get clarity on how I want to end the next year, personally and professionally. Then I turn around and I map out action steps that are necessary for me to get there. And then after I do that, I take out the following year's calendar. I take those action steps and I put them into a calendar. Now what happens? I have a clear roadmap to get from point A to point B. So if lack of planning is one of your self-fulfilling prophecies of self-sabotage in you achieving successful selling, if you achieving success period, or if you showing up in such a comfort zone that you never have to sell again, if this is one of your sabotage strategies, then guess what? You get to change it because now you're aware of it. Because see, when we are aware of it, we can see it. When we see it, we can learn from it. And when we can learn from it, then we can fix it. If you want to achieve anything, get clarity on the steps that need to be taken, the steps that get to be taken, and take those steps. Next one is a lack of boundaries. Now, I see this in varying ways when it comes to business owners, entrepreneurs, and sales professionals. One of the biggest ways is they cannot say no. The one thing that they don't realize is by saying no to people, it is really saying yes to them. And that is a huge gift to give yourself. So that is one of the lack of boundaries that people do create when they're in pursuit of their success. So I invite you, if you're always saying yes, 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 and then regretting it afterwards and doing it anyway, set clear, actionable boundaries and allow yourself to receive the fact, allow yourself to embrace the fact that just because I don't want to do something doesn't make it wrong. Just because I'm saying no doesn't make that wrong. It's actually allowing me to say yes to me to say yes to my goals, me to say yes to my dreams, me to say yes to my success. Another boundary that I see is a lot of business owners, entrepreneurs, and sales professionals don't set a clear structure of their business. So what do I mean by that? Well, when you look at the large companies in the world, when you look at the successful companies in the world, they have operating hours, also known as business hours. These are boundaries. They are open during this time and they are not open during this time. When they are open during their business hours, guess what they're doing? They're doing business. When they are not open during business hours, guess what's happening? They're probably not doing business. They're probably doing their lives. They're probably living. What are your boundaries? What boundaries do you establish? Now, look, I already hear some of you saying, I started my business so that I can work when I want to work. Great. I 100% agree. I made a decision a long time ago. I will work to live. I will not live to work. And that is a perfect boundary to have. However, I see so many business owners, entrepreneurs, and sales professionals stand on the mantra of, I built my business so I can work when I want to work. And they stand on that mantra and they're not generating the income that their life needs, that their dreams desire. They're not doing the things that they've always wanted to do, and they're not achieving the things that they've always wanted to achieve. I'm not saying don't have fun. I'm not saying to allow yourself to avoid building the dream business. What I'm saying is get clarity on when it is you're going to work and when it is you're not. Because on the other side of the equation, I see entrepreneurs, business owners, and sales professionals that work themselves to the bone 7 days a week, 15, 16, 18 hours a day, no boundaries. They never see their family. There's zero harmony in their life. People pursue work-life balance, with it, which is a complete fallacy. You want to really pursue work-life harmony. And without boundaries, that's very difficult to do. Let's talk about another sabotaging strategy. And in my opinion, it's probably one of the biggest because it's probably one of the ones that cause every other sabotage self-fulfilling prophecy that exists. And that's negative self-talk. The itty-bitty shitty committee in our head, the voice in our head, the one that just said, I don't have a voice in my head, that's the voice we're talking about. Negative self-talk. I can't sell. I can't make money. I can't do this. I can't afford that. I'm not worth this. They're better than me. Whatever that negative self-talk that is being deployed on a continual basis is holding you back. And reality is, it's a deployment of a program that you don't even know that you don't even know. And this deployment of the program that you don't know that you don't know is constantly running. And you know what? Sometimes you're aware of it. Sometimes you hear it. Sometimes you know it's happening. And sometimes you're so numb to it, you don't even know that it's playing in the background on a continual basis. But what happens is it creates your internal representation, the way you feel about yourself, which then ultimately creates your state the way you're feeling, which then ultimately creates your behavior, the way you're acting in your environment, which then turns around and sabotages your ability to sell, your ability to achieve success, your ability to continually be in action. That negative self-talk, that itty-bitty shitty committee that's being deployed on a continual basis, just as easily as it's running, it can just as easily stop. Now, one important thing to know is when we're part of the problem, we cannot be part of the solution. There are a few ways to stop the sabotage, and we'll get into that in a little bit. So one of the success strategies that's actually related to the lack of boundaries is continual people pleasing. You've heard me say earlier that there are some people out there that have a hard time saying no. And what they fail to realize is by saying no to people, they're really allowing themselves to say yes to themselves. There are constant people pleasers out there that need to make sure that everything they do for other people. Reality is this: you aren't programmed to do anything for anyone but yourself. Now, let me explain that, because there's nothing wrong with being of service. But see, people who are of service because that makes them feel good, that's really doing it for themselves. People who are of service because someone needs help and there's a level of obligation, so you feel like you have to do it, you're not in a position to really do it, but you do it anyway because your family says you should, or your self-talk says you should, or your community says you should, or your church says you should, or whoever tells you you should. People-pleasing is a sabotage that will prevent you from ever achieving what it is you want to achieve, unless it's what you need, want, and desire. And then it's not a sabotage. However, it's very important to remember the airline's rule in anything and everything you do. Always put your oxygen mask on first, because how can you ever help people if you are incapable of helping yourself? So the next one, which is a culmination of all the above sabotage strategies, which ultimately gets impacted and then creates a really big self-fulfilling prophecy of this playing over and over and over and over again, is procrastination. You hear it all the time. I can't stop procrastinating. I wish I didn't procrastinate. I'll do that tomorrow. I'll do that next week. No, I know I said I was going to do it yesterday. I haven't done it yet. I wish I didn't procrastinate. I wish I could be more motivated. Reality is this. Part of it is because what it is they wanted to achieve was left ambiguous. And what I mean by that is it didn't get scheduled. Specific action steps weren't identified and planned. They didn't set boundaries around making sure they allowed themselves to accomplish it. The negative self-talk that continually got deployed over and over and over again prevented them from realizing it was a priority to them because they're a priority. And then the other reason why procrastination gets deployed on a continual basis is the lack of self-discipline. See, reality is, if you would sit down and create a plan, sit down and create action steps, sit down and calendar those action steps, and then sit there and take action to what it is you calendared, procrastination would just about be void, because reality is your self-discipline, the contract that you made with yourself, the fact that this was important and you took action to do it, that became your boss. That became your focus. That became what drove you. And then another one that gets impacted and becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy of sabotaging your success and ultimately your ability to sell is excuses. I want to reiterate something I've said in previous podcasts because it's that important. The number one person we lie to the most is ourselves. I want to say that again. The number one person we lie to the most is ourselves. So because of that, we turn around and we make excuses so that we don't have to take responsibility. Oh, the economy tanked. Or, oh, we are in the middle of a pandemic and nobody is spending money. Look, please understand, I'm very sensitive to what is going on in today's environment. And I also understand that people still get to make a living. I also understand it's okay to continually pursue success in your dreams. I also understand that people still have a need, want, and desire for products, services, and solutions. I want you to understand that when I say people deploy excuses, excuses do nothing but disempower you. So if you turn around and say, that didn't work, what can I do different? That allows you to step back, look at the strategies that didn't work so that you could find different strategies that could possibly work and deploy those. If you turn around and step back and said, that didn't work because blah, 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 whatever blah, blah, blah is, you have completely disempowered yourself. You have put blame, you've projected blame onto something else and created a reason why what it is that isn't working isn't working. And because of that projection, it prevents you from taking responsibility. When you don't take responsibility for your success, where does the responsibility lie? And if the responsibility lies elsewhere, then it was never your success to create. Reality is, you're the captain of your ship. Reality is, you're the designer of your destiny. Reality is, you are the writer of your story and the architect of your life. And the second you embrace that, the second you accept that, the second you remove excuses, this will allow you to get real with yourself, see what's not working, adapt and adjust it so that you can shift it, start taking responsibility, and get into action, which then leads us to the next success sabotage. The next success sabotage is confusing activity with productivity. You always hear people say, oh, I'm so busy. Busy's like the new crazy. Because reality is, yes, we can all get overloaded. Absolutely. We live in an information society, instantaneous information, which can absolutely put us on overload. And if you go back to the very beginning and plan and set boundaries and work with your negative self-talk, and work on your self-discipline and remove excuses, if you have a clear plan, you can stay the course of productivity. Because I can tell you, if you're busy, you're going in the wrong direction. Because you're going to think that you're really working hard. And reality is, if you look at how much productivity you've accomplished, how productive you really were, you're going to find that most of what you did missed moving you towards your goal. The last thing I want to leave you with, as far as sabotaging goes, is confusing perfection and excellence. Reality is, perfectionism is a fallacy. Perfectionism is a line that is near impossible to achieve. Excellence is a state of being. Excellence is showing up to be the best version of yourself every second, of every minute, of every hour, of every day. It's impossible to be perfect. None of us are. 99% perfect is still imperfect because of that 1%. If you show up to be the best version of you every day, if you show up to give your best, do your best, be your best, if you show up to give 100% every day towards going after your dreams, towards going after your desires, towards going after your success, success becomes inevitable. Success becomes easy. So you heard me say earlier in this episode that when you're part of the problem, you can't be part of the solution. It's impossible. Because there's too many blind spots. Reality is, there's a couple ways to fix it. One, inserting yourself into a coaching environment. Whether or not it's working one-on-one with a coach that helps expose your blind spots, helps be a mirror for you, helps point things out, helps keep you going, helps keeping you in the right direction, helps holding you accountable. Another is inserting yourself into group coaching environments and mastermind coaching environments, because then you're surrounded with like-minded people who are constantly moving you forward. Now, I want to say that to say, I hear people reach out to their peers to be accountability partners, and they don't understand why it doesn't work. Reality is this. You hear me say time and time again, birds of a feather flock together. If you're struggling, you're probably hanging around people who are struggling. And if each of you are holding each other accountable and you're both struggling, reality is you're both part of the problem, so you can't be part of the solution. The other way is to insert yourself into ongoing personal and professional development. Reality is you should be reinvesting into yourself 30% of your gross annual income on an annual basis. It's not a should, it's a must. Because what you feed grows and what you starve dies. When you start focusing on developing yourself, you start surrounding yourself with a different level of people. I also want you to know it helps you train your brain for success. It's really important to put yourself in a right environment, an environment that specializes in reprogramming the itty-bitty shitty committee, an environment that really focuses on your blind spots, your weak spots. And remember, if you're part of the problem, you can't be part of the solution. So you don't always know what that is, right? So those are the sales and success sabotages: lack of planning, lack of boundaries, negative self-talk, continual people-pleasing, procrastinating, and lack of self-discipline. Excuses: not holding yourself responsible, not taking responsibility, confusing activity with productivity, and confusing perfectionism with excellence. And remember, when you're part of the problem, you can't be part of the solution. If you're ready to up-level yourself, if you're ready to get out of your way, if you're ready to make shift happen, then it's time to trust yourself enough to step into your success and invest in yourself. Look, your success is important to me, and it's also important to me to make sure these episodes are valuable to you. I would love for you to do two things right now. First, I would love it if you would head over to Facebook and join our Sell Without Selling community. Let's head over to Facebook and join our Sell Without Selling community. Second, I would love to chat with you, give feedback on the episodes, and find out any topics you're interested in to help make this more powerful and helpful to you achieving the success that you've always dreamed of, desired, and deserved. Head over to pivotpointadvantage.com/talktostacy. That's pivotpointadvantage.com/talktostacy. Let's get a 15-minute call on the schedule. Always remember, choice is a powerful thing and suffering is always optional. Get out of your way so that you can get on your way, so you can have your way. Thanks so much for listening. I look forward to talking with you soon.
Whether it's mastering your mindset, communication, or success, we have more ways to keep you on your journey to greatness. Be sure to visit us at pivotpointadvantage.com for exclusive online training programs, success-specific courses, and more ways to connect to Stacy directly to help you achieve the financial success you've always desired, dreamed, and deserved. That's all available on pivotpointadvantage.com.